This is the best time of year in hockey. The NHL Stanley Cup Finals are starting tomorrow between the Chicago Blackhawks and the Tampa Bay Lightning. But as the games move between those two cities, there will be another competition to watch, a patriotic one.
That is the voice of Jim Cornelissen, who will perform the anthem when the series is in Chicago. When he's singing, the crowd isn't humming along, they're full-on screaming.
And Cornelissen tells us that it is hard to accurately describe just how loud Chicago's United Center gets when he is singing.
There are times I cannot hear myself. And it's powerful. You know, they put the decibel monitor on it once, and they came up with a reading around 22 decibels, which is something like a shotgun blast.
Sounds like it. He has been belting out the anthem at Blackhawks home games for the past 7 seasons. Cornelissen is widely considered the gold standard in anthem singing. He's a trained opera singer. But in these Stanley Cup finals, there is some serious competition.
Singing for the Tampa Bay Lightning, that's Air Force Technical Sergeant Sonia Bryson. She'll have the first shot when the series starts in Tampa tomorrow night. Bryson first sang for the team in 2013. In other sports, teams rotate anthem singers pretty much every game, but most NHL teams stick with the same singer. Bryson says that allows her to develop a real bond with the fans.
It's not so much in how you sound, is what the people are feeling when you're finished.
These two singers sort of reflect the hockey cultures of their respective cities. Chicago has a team with hard-hitting veterans. It's one of the NHL's original 6 franchises. Tampa Bay, on the other hand, is a more recent expansion team made up mostly of talented but unheralded players. Soon, just one team, Bryson's Lightning or Cornelissen's Blackhawks, will hoist Lord Stanley's Cup.